from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow. Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
We got action.
Yeah.
We got some action today.
It's percolating.
It is. Brandon Ayuk didn't practice yesterday.
Well, that's
trouble
not
brewing.
Action.
Oh, that's trouble brewing.
That's what's been going on.
No, action
is when you get your ass on the practice field.
Oh,
that's not action.
Oh, boy.
We've been getting blue balls for 2 months on this whole situation. It's still the same. How was that action?
FYI, it was the biggest movement yesterday in 3 months.
Me paying my fantasy debt? Yeah!
No.
Put that on the Twitter. I put it on Twitter, baby.
Brandon Ayuk. They expected him to practice. They wanted him to practice. He didn't practice.
Why would they think he was going to practice? And why did you think he was going to practice?
Because he was cleared by the doctors.
Okay, but if you think that's what this is, if you think that's what this is about, I got some land in Union City for you.
Well, if you don't think this is the next step in this evolution of what's going on.
To where?
Probably not anywhere good.
Yeah. Well, I think we're already there, Stoney. Anything good? I'm with you.
49ers practice today at 10:40. So we'll see if Brandon Ayuk is practicing today. Look, they're the 49ers. I don't know for how long they've had this plan, but they've had the plan that after they cut down clearly, if they hadn't reached an agreement by Ayuk, that once they pared the team down to 53, they were going to expect him to practice. And yesterday, Kyle Shanahan said he's been cleared by the doctors. Lynch and Shanahan both said we expect him to be there, and he wasn't. So now we're into an area of possible fines, possible suspensions, and we'll see what Ayuk's next step is, whether he practices today, whether he doesn't, whether he signs a long-term contract, or whether he plays for the 14.
Well, I'll tell you what, the loser in this is everybody, the collective, Stoney, everybody involved. Everybody involved is the loser right now, as it stands. And the more I told you in the green room, the more this keeps going on, and the more that I think about how much I appreciate and how good Brandon Ayuk is to this team, I don't care about any metrics about, you know, what they don't do, the 4.5 catches. He's big time. They're not going to beat the Jets if they don't have Brandon Ayuk. That's me, and hopefully I'm wrong and they have him. But good God, Stoney, you're right. So bad blood has entered into this equation.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
If it wasn't official before, I think it's official now. John Lynch talked to the media yesterday. Kyle Shanahan talked to the media yesterday. And here's a...
Give it to me.
Here's a... Da, 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 da. Oh, this is a little long cut, but this is worth playing right now. This is Adam Schefter, and this was just from about, I don't even know, a half hour ago maybe. And Schefter was on Pat McAfee's show and was asked all about Brandon Ayuk. So let's start there.
Well, let me say this. With Brandon Ayuk, nothing ever seems to be what it appears to be, right? On Thursday, August 1st, I thought a trade to Cleveland was happening and was imminent, and then it didn't get done. And so the holdup with Cleveland all along hasn't been whether or not the Browns have cap space. The holdout, the holdup there has been Brandon Ayuk's willingness to accept a trade to Cleveland.
Big money.
The contract would have been done there if he wanted to go. The compensation would have been done there if he wanted to go. He's balked at going to Cleveland in the past. Now, could he change his mind today, in the next week? Anything's possible here, because I would venture to tell you that there's never, never been a case as unpredictable as the one that has gone on this summer between the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. At various points dating back to before training camp, the 49ers thought they had a deal with Brandon Ayuk, and they didn't. They thought there was a trade with the Cleveland Browns, and then there wasn't. A trade with New England was coming together until it wasn't. A trade with Pittsburgh was going to happen until it didn't. He was re-signing with the 49ers after meeting with them until he didn't. He was going to be traded again until he wasn't. Now, he was going to practice yesterday until he didn't, until he ghosted him. So with Brandon Ayuk, which continues to be a situation that has been a stalemate, with Trent Williams, which hasn't been a lot of progress so far, and with Hassan Reddick, which also a stalemate with not a lot of progress so far. But that's not for a lack of effort this week from teams and trying to make something happen, knowing that the regular season's opening 1 week from tonight.
So that was Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee show, and he said this negotiation's been maybe the most unpredictable negotiation we've had in a long, long time. According to Schefter, they were close a number of times, either to a trade or to signing an extension. It hasn't worked up until now, and the season is now about a week and a half away. And there's no Trent Williams, and there's no Brandon Ayuk, but clearly yesterday was an inflection point for all parties and even the fans, because Brandon Ayuk not practicing is now a problem. It wasn't a problem before yesterday, but now it looks like the 49ers are going to start meting out some punishment.
Yeah, well, you know what? You are right as far as the punishment, but I've found this thing to be a problem since OTAs, and that's why I'm saying it's going to follow them to the Monday night game against the Jets. And I got to be careful here, because, again, I'm pro Ayuk, but God darn it, Steiny, if you really wanted to get out of here and get the bag, damn it, why would you turn down another locale? Cleveland called for you. They were going to pay for you, and I guess what I'm asking, Steiny, is if I could talk to Brandon, what the hell do you want? Obviously, to get a number the Niners don't want to give to you, but if you're standing on business, there you go, you would have got up out of here because you would have felt disrespected. So I don't know how he wins this, and if you're telling me now the punishment and the fines are coming, partner, after 10:40 today, if we find out, I don't know why we would expect him on the practice field if he wasn't there yesterday. I mean, that was like, That was almost like Brandon playing with the Niners again. Like, yeah, my back's bothering me a little bit. And he's cleared, and he's still not going to show up. So I don't know where this thing is going, but we'll see, man.
Well, I think yesterday was an obvious case of the San Francisco 49ers telling Brandon Ayuk, are you really going to give up money? Are you really going to start getting fined and maybe suspended? And if this thing lingers into the season, you're really going to not play for $14 million. I mean, you're going to miss a game check for $850,000. Are you really going to do that? It feels like the 49ers are saying, we dare you. We dare you. And we'll find out what happens. But boy, Brandon Ayuk is
fascinating.
The story of the NFL.
And it started this offseason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good thing either. And real quick here.
Well, it's not a good thing. I think we can all agree on that.
Just here, did we have the Lynch sound? We'll play the Lynch sound, right? Because, Stoney, yeah. I felt like he was a parent mad at his child. He has the authority to bring the hammer down and discipline the child, but he couldn't do anything.
Well,
his hands were tied.
Well, I think they're starting to discipline the child now, if you want to use that analogy.
Now, are those his words or the sternness in his voice yesterday, the despair? Why do you feel different now that they're about to start doing that in regard to, you know, going after his pockets?
Because this is step one for the team. The doctors have made it clear Ayuk is healthy. I think up until this point, the 49ers were okay with him not practicing. They cut the team down to 53. And now they're saying to Brandon Ayuk, practice. You're healthy, practice. And now it is up to Brandon Ayuk to practice or to not practice. And he didn't practice yesterday. So I'm assuming he got fined yesterday. That's what I'm assuming, because both Shanahan and Lynch were asked at that press conference, if he doesn't go to practice, will you fine him? And they said, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And I took that as, yes, we will. Wow. And those fines get more and more as
they add up.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
And but what if Brandon's message is, fine me all you, I'm ready to lose money to get my point across, to show you guys have disrespected me.
Then he's not going to play.
Everybody loses in that scenario.
Yeah. I mean,
and why would he want to do that? Let's just say that was on his chessboard and not suit up. Or if you're going to go that route, rather than catch footballs in another helmet in uniform, which he could have did in Cleveland by all accounts, going off the Schefter sound. So if you love the game and you feel disrespected, get up out of here. That's the one thing I would tell Brandon. Well, why didn't you do it when you had the chance? And it looks like and sounds like he's had chances to do that.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I agree.
It's like you telling your spouse, I'm leaving you, but I'm going to go to the garage. I'll be back in a few. You know what I mean? Come on. You got to get in the car and drive on. You can't. That's what this feels like. I'll be in the backyard.
888-957-9570. The news kind of broke yesterday after our show. Shanahan talked at 2. He was clearly annoyed. He was answering questions as short as ever. Lynch came. He sounds exhausted.
Gosh, yes, he does.
Then we find out that Brandon Ayuk didn't practice. They have practice today. We'll see what happens, but look,
do you expect him, the Steiny meter?
No.
I don't either.
No, I don't expect him. But what I want to know from 49er fans is what do they think happened yesterday, if anything? And I'd be surprised to learn that 49er fans wouldn't acknowledge.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That things took some kind of turn yesterday. Maybe they didn't get any closer to signing a contract extension, but now the dynamics of the situation have changed because the 49ers are clearly saying to Brandon Ayuk, you got to practice. And Brandon Ayuk said yesterday, no, I'm not. So that's where we are. We're at an impasse, my friends.
Yeah, we got a text I want to read to you from the 415. Guys, how big of a deal do you think the McCaffrey contract amendment is in both of these situations, mainly Ayuk? We talk about it a lot. We talk about McCaffrey deserving that money. I sure would have given it to him, Stoney. But you have been, I don't know if you know this, Evan, too, you guys have been talking about not the ramifications, but what it looks like to others the way that McCaffrey was handled. But when I bring it up, it's like, oh, he's talented. But what about how it looks? Do you think that may have pissed Ayuk and Trent off the way that that went so easy?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But I would be surprised if it didn't factor in some way. But I don't know. I'm still operating under the premise that Trent Williams is going to get in here at some point. Brandon Ayuk, the way I feel right now is, look, all bets are off. I have no idea what's going to happen. Nothing would shock me at this point, but I'm interested to know what 49er fans think.
Yeah.
At 888-957-9570. I mean, the train's officially off the track, Jack,
then
right?
Look at my man, that's a four. Even if he signs today, I feel like all I care about right now, and if I'm a Niner fan, this is what I would care about. How are we going to put our best foot forward Monday night when the world's watching us against the Jets? And right now, if Brandon were to sign in an hour, Stoney, don't tell me him missing OTAs, Trent not being, wouldn't affect him or impact the offense. That's how I'm looking at it.
Yeah, here's the way I'm looking at it. The game against the Jets now is secondary to getting these guys in here. And what I mean by that is, if you get these guys in here and they're rusty and you lose to the Jets, so what? Who cares?
Yeah, season's not over.
But if you don't get them in here and you got to play the Jets, then this thing continues to linger, obviously.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it goes from here. Where do you think it goes from here, 49er fans? I mean, where do you think this goes now? They're clearly putting the heat on Brandon Ayuk. Hey, by the way, we got some other news today. Steph Curry.
The chef.
Steph Curry has agreed to a one-year, $62.6 million extension.
My goodness.
For the 2026-2027 season.
How old will he be in that season, Stoney?
He'll be 59.
Look at you.
No, I don't. I have no idea. 37, 38?
Jesus! That's why the gyms are filled with little Johnny and Susan's getting basketball lessons. 1 year can net you 61.2 M's. Shout out to the chef, and I'm drinking mimosas right now. If I'm him.
Oh.
And Aisha. Like, good God!
Oof.
Just think, oof what? You got four rings, bud. Oof at that.
I have no rings.
Well, I'm saying Joe Lacob.
Yeah.
They'll write that hat gladly.
Oof.
Yeah, man, 60. Our world. It's incredible.
I mean, look, the Warriors had no choice.
Right.
That doesn't mean they had to like it.
He's not, please,
but they had no choice.
He's a steward, Stoney. He is the team.
And we'll 61. See if he's still the team in 2026, 2027.
But the ATM balance is going to still be the same.
I'm going to tell you right now. I thought it was going to happen. I saw no reason why it wouldn't happen. I think the Warriors have to do it. They had to do it. I mean, they couldn't not do it.
And they probably wanted to, as crazy as that sounds. He's earned it. That's why I brought up the four championships, the privately funded new arena. Come on, man. Steph has changed it all. And forget Denzel. I'm watching the show on Peacock, Stoney. Your boy can act.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, you're saying that and you haven't watched him.
That's right.
Say
I saw a clip. Okay. Evan showed me a clip and it was awful. And it's not acting if you're playing yourself. If you're playing yourself, it's not acting. He's Steph Curry. That's who he is.
It's pretty. It's timing, Stoddy. It's pretty damn good, man. Me and little Daryl enjoyed it, man.
And I
now you're taking. He's playing himself.
I mean, here's a fact. I mean, this is as close to a fact as humanly possible. So Steph Curry's going to make $62.6 million, and he's going to probably have the worst year he's ever had in his career.
Now, you don't know that.
Oh, my God. Come on, Goo. He'll be 37, 38.
Give him the. I mean, why are you going there on a positive day?
Because I'm not. It had to be done, but it doesn't mean it comes without a cost.
Man.
Wow.
That, all I'm thinking about is the Olympics, that performance he put on and saving us. Ooh, U.S. get it, us. Man, what a good day for Steph, man.
What a great day for Steph Curry.
61.
I'll stop there.
Yeah.
You notice I'm not saying, what a great day for Steph and the Warriors. It's a great day for Steph Curry.
You are.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But you had to do it, and Steph.
He earned it. You didn't have to do it. You make it sound like you're going to get a cyst removed.
They did have to do it. It was a no-brainer. It was as close to a no-brainer as humanly possible.
Well, I guess I was looking at it from a competitive standpoint. He's all you have.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's still high octane right now. It's what's around him are the question marks.
According to Nathan Hyatt, he'll turn 40 that last year.
All right. Why are you laughing like that?
Because it's...
You looking at your fantasy grade from last night?
No.
You pissed me off.
Let me tell you something. That fantasy draft was excruciating.
Dude, we got too many teams. It's slim pickings. Man.
You know what? I will give you credit for paying. He paid, ladies and gentlemen. He paid before the draft. You know what that shows me? It's got nothing to do with you. It shows that protests work.
Oh, that's what it should do.
He caught enough heat yesterday that he knew he was in the wrong.
That was not heat.
You knew.
Shout out Pat Riley.
You knew you were in the wrong. Yeah. So
stay out of my
affairs. Take those signs.
That's what you do.
Let's hit the streets and get things changed. Here at okay.
You reap what you sow, brother.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding.
Uh-oh.
This draft was awful. And I'm not talking about my team.
Yeah.
You know I took a shower between picks?
Well, that's...
I took a shower between picks.
We got 14 teams, bud. It's a while.
You guys are so slow. Yeah. It is unbelievable.
Like you're looking at the clock
And again, it's just what we got into yesterday. You guys, how much time do I have on the clock? 5 minutes. I'll use all five like a real GM.
Well, I'm sure
get
there were some auto drafts that take forever, Stoney.
Man.
I played Willard week one.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. That son of a...
You better be careful.
Willard.
Yeah.
You know, he was drafting right before me.
I didn't know.
He would take up the whole time. Every single.
I'm looking at his fat head right now, right behind you. And it looks like he's listening to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to, I tell you what. This has been a regular who's who of American cities. Ryan in St. Louis. Hey, Ryan, what's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Well.
Hey, man, big up to Steph Curry, you know, getting that money, or well-deserved.
For
this
sure.
Is what happens when you go through and win, you know, and you have championship rings. You make sure you take care of those individuals. And also, this is what happens when you have the most talented team, and you don't come back with the silver. You come back with the gold. So, 49ers, take note. So, this is what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do. We have these issues when it comes to Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams. So, it's very unfortunate, but at the same time, this is why we have to strike while the fire is hot.
Yeah.
We can't continue missing these opportunities with the head coach and all these plethora of players that we do have, and we just keep striking out. And with Brandon Ayuk, it's like he told us on the pivot. I went to John And I went to Kyle right after the Super Bowl when I was crying my tears, you know, all over there on camera, telling you guys how I thought it could have been a help to us winning the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And not being a diva, but trying to tell you I could be of a help. And then Kyle and John says, well, we got to wait till late September, early, you know what I mean, late August, early September to get our deals done, like we did with George Kittle, like we did with Nick Bosa, like we did with Fred Warner. And that pride kind of snuck on in there. And then what happened? The market changed.
Yep.
If they would have just took care of that man right then and there when he presented himself to them, they could have gave him $2-3 million extra in March. And this whole situation would have been over and done with. But, how do you guys feel about that? You know what I mean? Just take care of business when you could have, but now you want to stay on your principles so hard. And now you got to suffer the consequences with all this other stuff going on, causing a distraction. It's worse than the Trey Lance and the Jimmy Garoppolo now.
I mean, you said it.
Well, I love him for the calls, Donnie, but we got to – are Lynch and Shanny looking – at the loss of Brandon Ayuk to their football team, if it gets to that point as a consequence? I think the fact that Brandon, and I know he was yearning to be more featured in the Super Bowl and get more targets probably on the season, but Stoney, what I'm getting from this whole situation is the Niners are telling Brandon Ayuk, we like you, we don't love you, and we're not budging. We're not going past this number. So I don't know. If people think they're getting into their Helen Keller or Ray Charles, but Ricky Pearsall, name being called draft night, was an indication they were ready to move on.
And maybe when they drafted Ricky Pearsall,
that was all his leverage.
It was a clear signal that we're not budging on Ayuk. Maybe they knew this months and months ago, and they didn't think it would get to this point, but it has. And since it has, They've now got to continue to go full throttle. I continue to believe that I don't think he's getting an extension. I just don't. I don't, not for the Niners.
And how many people are in that line that think he is?
And I got a reason to believe that. And I'm going to play this sound on the other side. But John Lynch, I mean, he let the cat out of the bag a few months ago. That the 49ers we might take this position. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see Jeff. I see Chase. I'll get to you on the other side. And that segment was brought to you by Floor and Decor.
This fish is stinking from the head up.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
I need a loan, Chef. I need a little something.
Not on my watch. Not on my watch, YouTube chat.
Yeah, yeah. Now, this is real.
Settle down.
Yeah.
I see you all. I see you going at each other.
Yeah. We're a family here.
Knock it off.
We are family.
I'll shut it down.
He wouldn't even know where to start.
I know. But cut it out, and you know who you are. I'm not going to single you out.
We're family, guys. Come on now.
If you want to know who it is, though, you just go to the YouTube chat. You can find out who's fighting.
And you know what's behind it. This IU thing is wearing on everybody. It's
wrong. It is wrong. Oh, man. It is just absolutely chaos. Okay. What are we doing here? We knew this was going to happen. Take a listen. And this time, listen. John Lynch, this was back in July.
This one has been challenging. As I said, we set it out. We started it earlier than we have in the past, made it a priority. And there's a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there's a lot of dynamics as to why it's been challenging. The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for when you have a first-round pick. And, that's been out there. But we've tried diligently to get this done. We haven't been able to get there. What I've learned from my past experiences for the last 7 years going into our eighth is that sometimes when you think there's no way this thing's going to progress, they do. Sometimes when you think there's, oh, all right, this thing.
And that was the line. And now I remember repeating it the next day. We all sign up for the fifth-year option in this league.
Right, but go ahead. I'll let you.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. They want him on the fifth-year option.
No, but see, you're omitting the fact that they've been trying diligently to try to get something done. And John Lynch, if you're listening to Daryl the Guru Johnson right now on 95.7 The Game on Steiny and Goo,
stop begging.
What do you mean begging?
I know you're going to beg now. Go ahead.
I'm just telling him he fell down a couple slots. Bob Myers is the standard, and I had him, Lynch, right kind of there.
Well, if Lynch texted you back,
Bob would have got this done. Lynch, it's like a salesman in the office blaming the leads.
I have no idea if Myers would have gotten it done.
Steiny, they knew that. He's telling you we knew it was coming.
They don't want to pay him. They don't, whatever he wants, and I do not think they want to give him a long-term deal.
I'm with you. But what's frustrating
is
somebody cut the cord. And then look, I got a theory. I got a theory.
Yep.
If Brandon, who tweeted fire pick on the night of the draft when Pearsall's name was announced to John, and anybody that watched that presser, it was kind of weird, but we all thought it was fodder, and Brandon likes to pick. How could anybody like somebody's possible replacement? Here I go, Steiny. What if Brandon's being so difficult that he doesn't want to go somewhere else because he knows they'll be happy because they don't want him? What if he's trying to be that prickler in the so much that he knew when Pearsall's name was announced that was the ending of him, that he does not want to acquiesce and go somewhere else, knowing the Niners will be they'll be happy? What if he's doing it
so he wouldn't take money. He wouldn't take $30 million reportedly.
Because
he didn't want the Niners to be happy.
Well, tell me, you could say that's ludicrous, but tell me why he turned those deals down, which would have gave him the bread if it was about bread.
Maybe he didn't want to play in those cities.
See, but it's football. You'll play anywhere.
Well,
as long as you get paid.
I mean, I wouldn't.
That's what I thought.
I wouldn't make that blanket statement that would.
So he doesn't like Pittsburgh.
I don't know.
He don't like New England. Cleveland.
There's still a lot we don't know.
There seems to be Steiny handwriting on the wall coming from the Niners that we're ready to move on. But this is so crazy. You kind of control it too, Brandon, because the team we want to send you to, you got to sign off on.
I don't think Brandon controls anything right now.
Well, his whereabouts.
Jeff's in Marin. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, guys. So, you know, I'm a big fan of Brandon Ayuk. And at this point, I'm just fed up with it. I think, frankly, you know, he's being stupid. And I'll tell you why. You know, first of all, let's keep in mind the Niners are going to have to pay Brock Purdy a ton of money. But more importantly, you know, there's got to be a finite amount that they can spend on him. And other teams that were tradable teams, they were offering him more money. He's not taking that. He doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh. He doesn't want to go to New England. Apparently, I guess the Cleveland deal wasn't good. So I'm getting the sense that, look, he wants to really stay with the Niners because they're a Super Bowl contender. He probably likes the other players on the team. He's got kind of a magical connection with Brock Purdy, which is good for both of them. But, you know, the bottom line is this. He's under freaking contract. And I know contracts aren't worth the paper they're written on generally in professional sports, but it's like he's going up, 500% over last year's salary on the existing contract? He's going to start throwing out $850K a game. I know to us regular folks, that's, you know, a ton of money, not to an NFL player. But even to them, $850,000 a game? Come on, dude. You're under contract. If I was in 49er management, I would say, look, we've been over backwards. We've tried to be accommodating in every way we possibly could, agreeing to a trade where you could get your payday, and you're saying no to everything. You know what? We're done. The last offer that we made to you is off the table. It's you play under your contract or eat the loss of money and the fines, right? And not only for the individual, Brandon Ayuk, but they got to send a message to the rest of the team. Otherwise, they're going to be put over the barrel every single time. And as an organization, they can't afford to do it. So, again, I'd hate to see him go, but I think it's time for the Niners to be tough and say, suit up, get on the field, you're under contract, and we're done.
Thanks, Jeff. Great call. And I think maybe they're starting to do that. And but, yesterday was the start of it.
But what if Brandon was to hear that? That's how you guys did. That's how much you think about me. Is this? This is considered me being over. You guys being put over the bent over on the barrel.
It's Pat.
Like, come on. I mean, I outperform my contract.
Like,
he has done that, right?
Well, his contract's for $14 million. So yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, I mean yes. He's outperformed this contract,
right?
But like I know that's a factor, but it's kind of irrelevant. Like, how do you think Brandon feels? It doesn't matter anymore. Like, they had here's the thing, and
it's exhausting, man. I just imagine if you were trying to get it done.
I got to tell you, I am not convinced. I am not convinced that the Niners offered Brandon Ayuk a long-term contract for 26, 28 million.
Stani, I am.
I am not convinced of that.
I am of the 26.
Okay. I'm still not. I really am not.
And then would be taking Brandon so long had there not been a number?
Maybe they started him at 22 or 20. Then what? Then you could, if they started this thing in 2022.
I'd want to get out of here.
Yeah. Vince is in Martinez. Hey, Vince, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, Steiny Guru, love your show. Guru, love your passion, man.
Thanks, buddy.
I really do. Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm done with the whole Ayuk thing. I mean, it's exhausting. I know you guys are exhausted. I thought he was gone. I thought the Pittsburgh trade was a done deal. I've like closed my mind, and it'll be what it'll be. But at the end of the day, why we're not worried about Trent in our front line amazes me to no end. Why we're always, I always see every day or every other day picking up a defensive end, but nothing on the front line. What? Why? So we can let Brock run, you know, crazy back there because he has no time. I don't get it.
Well, I can only tell you why they didn't take guys in the first. They didn't think there was first round value in offensive linemen in this draft. They thought there were good linemen, but they weren't first round linemen. And that's why they weren't going to draft a lineman, at least in the first round. That's kind of what was said. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Does it feel like we're past the point of no return? Or is there still hope here?
There's still hope.
Okay.
And there's still hope because it seems like Brandon, by all accounts, I'm shocked. And I'm kind of football mad at him because you should have took the money and ran if Cleveland was calling for you. That's my definition of standing on business. You are saying I'm up out of here because I feel disrespected. But it goes back to you saying, was 26 or 28 even offered? So I don't know, but I'm kind of mad at Brandon for not making a decision. Even if that were to cost you your 49er tenure.
Yeah, they gave him the power at that point.
Wow.
And I get we're going to find out long after this it's over that some of this information was right on the money and some of it might not be right on the money.
But what we do know is this offense, Steiny, I don't care what you're telling me they think. To me, your boy, they are not nearly as prolific without Brandon Ayuk to go with Debo, Kittle, and McCaffrey. Watch the playoffs. Last year's offense with
maybe
Ayuk.
Maybe that's why he's not getting paid.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, then you would be blaming him or singling him out.
No, it'd just be you're not good enough to get the money you want.
Man.
I mean,
Lynch sounded like
I'm
he
actually,
was just.
Like, if I were the 49, like, I would not want to pay Brandon Ayuk if I'm the Niners. I just wouldn't.
Real quick, Stan, we got Breaking news. Oh. Brandon Ayuk is not on the practice field at the beginning of practice. And I don't know.
Cha-ching.
But we should hear, oh, you're fined.
Like, yeah, no, we should. No, we're not going to hear that.
Well, that's the tough love I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, they're telling him that behind closed doors.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we want him to come out and say there's a $6,000 fine.
No, but most of the time, we know players who hold out are getting fined.
Yeah, he's getting fined.
What did you need to hear yesterday?
He said, we expect Brandon at practice. If he's not, are you going to fine him? We'll cross that bridge. You think crossing that bridge, if and when it comes, means... Nah, we won't find
him. No, there won't be any, it won't be quiet on the set. We're dealing with it eternally. Like, no, put that out there. We should have a tally of how much he's losing.
Well, you can figure it out.
All right.
It's in the collective bargaining
agreement. So you think we're on the bridge now, I'm asking, with today's news by Evan, that he's not on the practice field? I didn't expect him yesterday.
I think he's getting fined right now. I think he got fined yesterday. I'll get Kawakami's story up on The Athletic. And now the fines become greater with each miss.
Wow.
And eventually it could lead to a suspension.
So technically, his pockets are getting hit right now.
If the 49ers are fining him, and I got to believe that's what yesterday was all about.
Wow.
They didn't have to come out yesterday and say, we expect him to be there. They didn't have to.
But again, but credit to him for... You said protest yesterday. If you're doing this to this degree, then you're all in, Stoney. He's all in.
Let's go to Carlito,
our guy
in Alameda. By the way, said he was going to practice?
Hello, oh, yes.
Hold on one second. I want to know who was on a radio or TV yesterday saying, oh, I think he's going to practice.
Yeah. Not a doctor.
Yeah.
Garofolo, who else?
Nah.
Who else?
It was some locals.
Do you guys hear me?
Yeah, Carlito, I was just talking over you.
Oh, okay, no problem. Yeah. So this is the biggest question. I think Brock Purdy... How is he going to handle this pressure? You know, I think there's only a few quarterbacks that can handle this kind of pressure and adversity and distraction. One goes by the name of Tom Brady. The other goes by the name of Patrick Mahomes. Mm. How much is this pressure going to impact the kid? Thank you.
Like, in a year... Go ahead. I'm so overzealous, man.
I wouldn't use the word pressure. I would use the word, how is this lack... of an offensive lineman who's important and one less receiver going to affect Brock Purdy?
Yeah, well, it's about grades. I was an A-minus with those guys in the system, and now they're gone. What if that knocks me down to a C-plus?
You know what
I mean, Sonny?
I know this will sound ludicrous. Maybe they're better without him.
How? Oh, how Brandon, not Trent.
Yeah, forget Trent.
Because I'm assuming Trent's back. Go ahead.
I think there's a scenario they could be better without Brandon Ayuk. They have a better record. Why not?
Well, they've gotten to a Super Bowl without him before he was even in.
I mean,
he
caught 4.5 balls a game. Yeah.
But he kept your playoffs alive in back-to-back weeks.
You're talking about individual games.
No, just catches.
Okay, then pay him. He's a piece. He's not the piece.
And the guy you allegedly got to replace him has a blue jersey on.
And
if the 49ers are
worried about that right now, I would tell you that if they're really worried about Pearsall, they probably would have signed Ayuk. Mm. Let's go to Rolando. Rolando's in Napa. What's up, Rolando? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing a little shopping in downtown Napa. So I'd pull over and be safe, man.
Oh,
talk to you guys
man.
A little about Niners. So
yeah.
So want to be safe out there.
Everybody should
do the same. But I'm a big Niners fan. Like I don't understand what is Brandon Ayuk really want. I'm trying to ask you guys maybe what's the game? Because apparently if the Niners offer him 26, and if the Patriots offer him 30, and I just got an alert on my phone. I hope you guys saw it, that apparently Cleveland was willing to offer Brandon Ayuk a contract more than the Niners and the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he decided that he wanted to go elsewhere. So what's his end game? And I think his agent really screwed this up from the get-go, because now is he really going to sit out? And if that's the case, then you know what? And I'm a big Tom Niners fan, and I think like this. If you're not want to be part, if you don't want to be a part of the team, then don't be. Just sit out or trade you. That's my thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you, Rolando. If the 49ers don't want to pay him a lot, if first of all, there's two things.
But that, go ahead.
If they don't want to give him a long-term contract, and they don't want to give him a long-term contract for the money that he wants, well, then you know what? Sit out. I mean, I hate to say it, and it doesn't mean I'm taking the 49ers' point of view, but we have to look at the facts, and the facts are they can make him play, and then the only thing that he can do is not play.
And that would be hurting himself.
Okay.
When the bag is in a couple other cities, he's from Rockland. Maybe you don't want to lead a bay. There's not even a maybe. Oh, boy. This is like a Rubik's Cube. I don't know what to believe, but people are tired, and the Monday night is approaching. How about the season, partner? And they're just still playing chicken.
John Lynch from yesterday asked if he foresaw this standoff with Ayuk and Williams.
I don't know that I saw the standoff with Brandon. I saw situation that we were going to have to deal with, and man, we've been trying for a long time. We don't get paid to try; we get paid to do. And you know, I'll take accountability for anything that hasn't happened, but I won't stop continuing to fight to find the best resolution, whatever that may be. The Trent situation, you know, things come up, and this is, you know, come up. Trent's a fantastic player; he's a tremendous leader on this team. I will never fall short on my praise of Trent and what he's meant to this place. It was a great day, you know, when I got that call from Rivera saying that they would do that trade, and he's been incredible since he's been here. So we value Trent. We love Trent. We want Trent here, and I'm hopeful that can happen soon.
Yeah. Translation, Trent's more important than Ayuk.
And that's still not done. But wink, wink, it's about he didn't like training camp. Well, guess what, partner? Training camp's over, Stoney, and he's still MIA.
Yeah, but they're still practicing.
Well, Trent's not.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
As long as they're practicing, he wants no part of it.
Oh, well, damn.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's kind of like...
Come on, Lynch, close it!
He's like LeBron. He practices when he wants to.
I'm going to stop. LeBron loves the game. He don't half-ass practice.
Trent Williams gets more veteran days off than any player in NFL history. Oh, but he's the man. Lamont in Oakland. What's up, Lamont? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
How y'all doing this morning,
hey,
man?
Doing well.
So I was thinking about this the other day, and I saw a talk show, and they were asking about Dak Prescott. And I'm going to make a connection here. They were saying, should the Dallas Cowboys reset the market with Dak Prescott, right? And the point was made was every team probably can reset the market with, except for the Cowboys, because the Cowboys have had him for 9 years and they know what he's capable of doing in their system.
Yeah.
And so I think that's one of the problems with the Ayuk situation is he might be able to get all that money he wants, but not with the 49ers because they know what his worth is in the system that they have. And so I think that's why they're not so eager to just drop this bag on him, because it's like the Dak situation. Dallas says, okay, yeah, everybody else might think he's worth 70, but he's been here for 9 years and he has not shown 70. And we don't think it's going to get any better. And I think with IU, it's the same type of principle. Like, we know that he might get 30 for a few other teams. A lot of other teams might want to give him 30. But we know for what we have right here, he's not worth giving up the 30. And I think that another thing about this, which is interesting, is I enjoy this because you actually, now general managers are working. Like, this is their job right here.
Right.
Right, doing this stuff. We get to watch the team all season. We critique Purdy. We critique all the players on the field for 16 games, playoffs, Super Bowl, all that. But this is when their job is actually working. So I like the clip you just played of Lynch, because he's basically saying, look, this is my job. We're going to figure it out or we're not. But we're going to be responsible for that, because that is their job. Their job isn't to catch passes. It's not any of that, right? So they have to work this out. And if they are working it out and they see that, like, we have to do what's best, they cannot pay everybody. As great as that sounds and as lovely as it would be, their game, the general manager's game, is to make sure that they're looking out for more than just two or three players, because they know how football is such a team sport. But it's interesting because this is their job. This is their job. This is how they get paid for, right?
Yeah.
These offseason and these issues. And so I appreciate watching it because we now can critique them. Because for the rest of the year, we're going to be critiquing players all year.
Well, right? Before you go, you need to critique Brandon because the Niners have had trades in place and he's balking. You just talked about it. Brandon Ayuk could have left and got that bag that you talk about. So John did do his job. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's why I'm a little disappointed in Brandon, because you say you want to fight, and then when it's time to throw hands, you're like, you know what? I don't want to. I want to talk. Like, you got to make a decision.
I think he wants the best of both worlds, and a lot of players do. They want to make all their money, but in the same place that they are, not thinking that all things have to connect. CD just got that big deal, and then one thing he said was, yeah, they need to get that Dak Prescott deal done. Well, bro, you just got $34 million guaranteed a year, and now you're telling Dallas they need to get Dak done too when Dak won 70. Like, so they want the best of both worlds, and as a general manager, you have to be the guy to say, hey, you know what? We can't do that. My job is to say, we can't do all of that, or we're going to be in trouble.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man, that's just my thought. Right.
Appreciate it, Lamont. I'm not reading this thing, Evan.
What happened?
I don't want to read this thing.
Yeah, real quick here.
I don't want to read this thing to this guy.
We got to give Evan love for his job he did filling in for
Bonte. You didn't even listen.
I still don't. I'm a team player, bud. Good job, Evan. Let him come in between us. We both got Valkyrie shirts on today. Yeah. Go ahead.
You think I'm kidding. I don't want to read this.
Read it.
If I read it, how many times is he going to repeat it? How many times is Hugh going to repeat it?
What is it?
Read the box.
Who do we got joining us?
No Christian McCaffrey on the practice field today, per Jennifer Lee Chan. Oh, here he goes. Go ahead.
No, I just.
Oh, yeah, it's over.
It's
over.
I did not draft. I thought I had the number one pick yesterday in the draft. I wouldn't have drafted him. I just think something's there. Mm. Okay. And you got J.P. Mason as insurance. I'm just telling you, man, your boy's a bell cow, C-Mac. But if his calf is barking before the season, dude, you're a parent. You always.
These guys are veterans. They don't. You don't realize if one thing bugs them, they just don't practice because they take care of it.
See, I don't feel quite there yet.
I'll tell you what. You want to bet? I bet he starts week one against the Jets. McCaffrey.
Oh, no, that would be a dumb bet.
Okay, well, then don't worry about his injury.
I'm not worried.
Yeah. I'm making you not worry.
I'm good, man.
Okay, 888-957-9570 is the number. Brandon Ayuk, no, he's not at practice today. And that's going to cost him. That segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
Oh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.